You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right. Always, always special to have Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He'd been traveling around. I thought he was just hanging in South Florida. Been hitting a lot of camps. Pete, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Joe? Are you not on the bonding trip up north?
I didn't catch all the bonding. I did go up there for a couple of days and came back, and then I'm going back, but I'm going to miss a lot of that bonding. By the way, that bonding stops today with that first practice with Dan Campbell and the Lions. The only bonding is going to be taking place to find out. By the way, they got called out. Did you see that? Grant Stewart said he didn't think Dolphins are ready for the Lions brand of football and how they practice.
Grant Stewart. Why are you even saying that? I mean, it's not like you're relevant. But here's the other thing. This whole thing it's different. Teams 11 days away in camp, there's a method to the madness here for him. I think he's trying to cast aside all the crap that's been around that team for a couple of years.
100%.
And try and get this young group to kind of bond together. So it makes sense, but that's a long time to be away from home.
But you could tell it's been real clear, and I know Bo had a long talk with him. Kim Bokamp had a long talk up there with him, and he pretty much admitted that he's had to make some changes, and it feels like he's got all the guys now that Jalen Ramsey's gone, who, by the way, sounds like he's having a great camp up in Pittsburgh right now. But I want to get into all these things, and I think it's great they're practicing. Listen, he had to sign off on practicing twice against Dan Campbell, who, as you know, runs a pretty physical camp. What are your thoughts on doing this? I thought it was pretty smart. Like, he wants to make some changes.
And he should. I mean, the one knock on them is they're soft. I mean, that's one of the knocks. They're soft in a lot of ways. And I think, the goal line stand the other day in the preseason game, you knew they were running it because there wasn't going to be anything cute there because they want to try and change who they are. And I gave them credit for that. I think, you got to try and do things differently. It's not working the way it is. You got to be tougher. You got to be more physical, and you got to be a team that, the coach, they listen to the coach. And so maybe these steps are steps in the right direction for the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, boy, everybody's had a different take on this preseason, and definitely an overreaction to all the quarterbacks and how they play and all that stuff. We go through this every year. What's your thought now that we are now in 2025 with veterans playing in preseason, proven veterans?
Well, I think you got to hit some, Joe. I mean, I think if you don't play at all and you go into the regular season without hitting, I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. You know, tackling is sloppy enough early in the season because they don't do any of it in camp. And if you do a little of it in a preseason game, at least you get some of it. You got to get hit. I mean, it's a physical game. You got to be hit and you got to get tackled and you got to understand what that takes when you get to the game. Now, veterans will say, well, we hit all the time during the season, but that's fine. But you still got to get some of that rust off of you. So I don't mind it. You know, if you go into a season and you sit there and you say, oh, we're going to worry about in the preseason, worry about injuries. You can't do that. Look, the Chiefs play guys all the time. They always have. Has it impacted how they've played in the regular season? No. And so I think it makes sense for guys to play. I'm all for it. Now, having said all that, anything we see in preseason, take it with a grain of salt. Because it's so vanilla. You don't know who the matchups are. You don't know what, you know, you get guys playing against guys that are going to be working on Wall Street and bartending down the block next, you know, in 3 weeks. So it's hard to evaluate it. And I think that's the toughest part of it. That's why when Shedeur Sanders goes crazy and everybody goes nuts, really? You don't think that the 5 months that they've had him standing there and practicing behind the other guys, you think Kevin Stefanski's that stupid? If he wasn't good enough, he wouldn't be playing right away? I mean, sometimes we get so carried away with this preseason stuff.
By the way, how do you think this Shedeur thing ends? When it's all said and done, the season starts, where does he fit in?
He's a backup. He's probably the third. You know, he's probably fourth. If they keep Pickett, which I don't know if they will, he'll be the fourth quarterback. If they don't keep Pickett, he'll be the third quarterback. I think that's the way it's going to go. And by the way, Gabriel's supposedly going to play this week. They go to work. They got a couple of days of work with the Eagles. And if he plays well, then what's that say about what Shedeur Sanders did last week? It's hard to evaluate this stuff. And I think we discount all the OTAs and training camp and mini camp stuff that the coaches have seen that nobody has seen. And sometimes we get too caught up in what happens in these preseason games.
All right, so we got to talk about the Buffalo Bills, the team that everybody in the AFC East always is now chasing. James Cook got his money. Is that what you thought he'd get, about $30 million guaranteed on 48 total?
Well, I was there last week, and I was talking to some people, and his agent was asking for 15, and they said, you're nuts. They had offered him 12 a year way back in the day, and he turned it down because he was going to, you know, as a young age, he's going to try and make his bones, and it didn't work. And what did he settle for? 12?
Yeah.
Because he was scheduled to make 5.5, and you get the money when you can get it. And so the Bills gave him a contract they wanted to give him, and the agent will act like he won the deal, but he didn't. It was dumb. But at least, you know, and talking to people up there, Cook was around, and in fact, the day I was there was the day he said, I'm not practicing, it's all my business. The 2 days I was there, he said, it's my business. And it was a surprise to some people because he had been such a guy that had been involved in the practices and then practicing hard and playing hard and being part of the team that they thought he was going to, you know, ultimately get the deal anyway. So it was kind of it caught them by surprise when he walked away from it.
Well, they got everybody back. That was the final piece of like, well, it looks like last year's team plus. I wanted to ask you about Joey Bosa. How's he look so far up there?
Good, but they got him in bubble wrap. And, you know, not that he's playing, he's practicing, they're limiting him a little bit. And the whole idea with them and talking to the organization is they want him ready for December and January. Now, what that entails, who knows? If he's healthy through the season, he'll play. But if he gets a little dinged up here and there, and we know Bosa's had a tendency to do that, then he kind of, you know, make sure he's ready for December and January. He looks good. They look good. I mean, they've added big bodies in the defense. You know, the Sanders kid, TJ Sanders, who they drafted out of South Carolina, big physical kid. Deion Walker, they stole him in the fourth round. He's 360 pounds and can move in the middle of that defense. And he had a bad back last year at Kentucky. The year before that, he was dominant.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
When they get Okungbo and Hoyt back, you know, for off their suspensions, they're going to have to cut good defensive players, which is something they haven't had to good defensive linemen, which is something they haven't had to do. So I think they're better up front defensively. You know, the corners, Benford's a really good player. Tre'Davious White's been having a really good camp. They'll get Hairston back. The safeties have been banged up, but that's a good defense. You know, no true number one difference maker, but a lot of bodies, and we know they're going to score on offense.
Yeah, so you think this team, this Bills team, has a chance to be as good or better than last year's team?
I think they're better. I think they're better. I mean, you know, Palmer's going to add to the receiving group.
I like
Keon
him.
Keon Coleman looks like he's, you know, much better in how he handles his business and his 50-50 balls. He caught a couple of those. And the offensive line, think about this. They're an offensive line that has the top 10 back. That never happens. Top 10 offensive linemen on the team from a year ago. They're all back. That doesn't happen in this league. So, yeah, they're better than they were a year ago.
And those guys never seem to get hurt. I swear to God, I feel like they play the same five or six offensive linemen every year. It's a pretty durable group. Hey, so I got to ask you, it's an interesting one since we're talking about Detroit and the Dolphins going to be spending some time with them over the next few days. You like Detroit to still win that division over Minnesota, Green Bay, or you think Green Bay has got a chance to overtake that thing?
I think Green Bay's better.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. And I was just up there for a couple of days, and you know, a year ago they were the youngest team in the league, and you know, they go to Philadelphia in the playoff game, and they fumble the opening kickoff, and that kind of set the tone for the game, and they were still in it late in the game as the youngest team in the league. Love wasn't healthy at all last year. He didn't practice. And so that impacted what they did. They had a ton of injuries at wide receiver. I'll tell you what, they added Matthew Golden at wide receiver. The kid is phenomenal. He hadn't dropped a pass the entire training camp. And you get Watson back after 4 weeks because he's now running, which is incredible.
Wow.
After tearing the ACL.
Yeah.
And then you got Dobbs, who's had the best camp of all of them. You know, Musgrave's back at tight end, so you get two tight ends now. The offensive line's good enough. Defensively, you know, sure, there's still some questions, but boy, I tell you what, at the corner maybe, but they like their corners, the young corners, once Hobbs gets back. And Edgerrin Cooper is going to be a star. I mean, I'm telling you, that linebacker is going to, he's going to be the next big-time linebacker in the league. So Xavier McKinney had a great year last year. Williams, the other safety, is good. They're good across the board. I think they're better. Here's what I'm worried about with the Lions. A, the other pass rusher opposite Hutchinson, he's also coming off an injury. That's a concern. They say he looks great, but still it's always a concern. And then the coordinator changes. How do you adapt to that?
Yeah.
And they've also had some attrition on the offensive line. You know, Ragnow retired. You know, they're getting up in the age at left tackle with Decker. They got probably going to have two new guards. I mean, there's some question about the offensive line, which has been the strong suit of that team. So it'll be interesting to see how Miami's young defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman like Grant, get after those guys when they work with them.
Hey, so the one I've been waiting for, you know who's coming to town next week. Are you going to be spending some time with Jacksonville, Miami next week?
I'll probably come down for the practice. Yeah, they only work out one day, right?
I mean, yes, one practice, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably come down and watch the practice. And it'll be interesting because that team is different. They're better. But, you know, how they work, it'll be interesting to see. I wonder if it'll be a padded practice. I wonder if they'll hit. I mean, I wonder, you know, remember last year when it was Washington, I came down and watched it, and it wasn't,
no,
it wasn't that physical.
No,
at all.
It wasn't.
And so, and again, teams are a little reluctant to get physical when they work against each other.
So you spent some time with Travis Hunter. I love this topic. First of all, he's amazing. He got to play both ways in the first game. You don't really think they got to have a snap count on this guy every game. There's no way they're going to let him play a full game one side and partially another side. There's just right. Are they? They're not really going to try to play him.
Oh, they plan to do it. He's going to play, and I think he's going to play all the plays on defense because he's a natural corner and he's really good at it. And the whole idea was in the offseason was let him spend most of the time on offense so he can learn the offense, because you know it's much more complicated to learn an offense than it is to learn a defense. And now he's going to play I think he's going to be their starting corner. I think he's going to be their best corner. And I think he's going to play 70% of the snaps on offense.
Pete, how do you think this, honestly, now I know you know those guys and that team. How long do you think he's going to be able to play with that many snaps? You're talking about over 100 snaps a game.
Yes. And here's my concern with his size. They say he has the lungs of a marathon runner, the endurance of a marathon runner. The day I was there, it was 101 degrees. And, 101 in South Florida is different than 101 in Jacksonville because it's the hottest place on earth. Because there's no ocean breeze. At least in South Florida, you have a little bit of an ocean breeze. So I'm sitting there I like the hot. The hotter the better for me. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, this is hot. He comes over and sits down with me. I go, hot enough for you? He goes, not too bad. He practiced the whole thing. I mean, he wasn't playing both sides, but during the special teams practice, he'd go work with the defense. So I think from an endurance standpoint, I don't think it's going to be a problem. The problem could be, and I've talked to a lot of players around the league about this, is he's not a big guy. And so how does his body hold up from the physical part of it? But then you go look at it, though. When you're a corner in the league, if there's an inside run, what are you really doing? Not much, right?
Well, they want you to run to the ball, but I know what you're saying, yes.
They dance with the wide receiver and act like they're running to the ball. If you're the wide receiver and you're blocking on a run play, you dance with the corner and act like you're running the ball. So there's a lot of plays you can get away with the physical part of it, and the run part of it, running around part of it. But you're right, there's going to be some wear and tear on that body, and can he hold up? And here's the other part of that equation. Let's just say he plays that many snaps for 3 years. Then he goes knocking on the door. He's one of the top corners in the league, and he's catching 60 passes with 8 touchdowns. He goes knocking on the door. What does he say? I want to be paid as the top corner in the league, but I also want to be paid. You're going to put some on top for being one of the better wide receivers in the league.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see how they handle that negotiation.
Is he the best wide receiver on the team, or potentially can he be, or no?
No. Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay.
Brian Thomas Jr. is going to be
he's a stud.
Jefferson
he saw
kind of star. I mean, he's big
he
time.
Is. Yeah.
But Hunter, and again, I go back to Matthew Golden up in Green Bay. The hands on these guys when they're young players now are incredible. They don't drop balls.
No, back in the day,
you'd have a wide receiver bobble here and there and everything. They don't even do that. And I ran this theory by Matthew Golden. I said, it's because you've all been playing 7-on-7 your entire life. And he started playing in ninth grade. So, back in the day, Joe, when you were growing up and I was growing up, you played other sports. You didn't play 7-on-7 in the summer. You probably played summer baseball or something, And now these guys, year-round, they're catching so many passes. Their hands are incredible. Hunter's like that, and so is Matthew Golden.
It's funny. I was just with Mario Cristobal. We were talking about the young wide receivers, and he called them 7-on-7 kids. And I was like, I forgot how much 7-on-7 they play, as you said. They play all off season 7-on-7. It's like a new sport out there, man. They're just that's what they're doing. Hey, Pete, thank you. Really appreciate it. And I'll see you next week out there. Okay?
You will for sure. All right, Joe. Take care.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate it. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.